It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm brilliant. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That is good. What are we going to be looking at today?
Well, we're looking at Chasing Asylum, which is an Australian film about, all of the islands that are used to house people seeking asylum to Australia, mostly from the Middle East.
Okay, cool.
And it's a film directed by Eve Orner, who you might remember from, she was the producer of Taxi to the Dark Side, which won an Academy Award, and Gonzo, The Life and Work of Hunter S. Thompson, was her directorial debut. And she's clearly taken quite a political stance on the way that these asylum seekers are treated by Australia these days, with, of course, you know, places like Manus Island and Indonesia and areas that they're...
Oh, I think you're cutting out on us, Maria. No.
On my mobile this morning.
Oh, okay. Do you want to just repeat?
Is that any better?
Yep, that's better. Do you want to just repeat what you said?
Oh, sure. Sorry. Apologies. Yes.
That's okay.
So Eve Orner has gone in and effectively created a film from spy footage. It's been shot on lo-fi phones because it's illegal from the Australian government's point of view to shoot in any of the detention centres.
Really?
So we actually, and no journalists are allowed or anything like that, which seems kind of contradictory to the way that Australia's supposedly run.
Yeah. Well, it makes you suspicious as well.
Extremely suspicious. And what the film reveals is that the detention centres are very inhumane and, they're completely filthy. They're way too hot, you know, places like Papua New Guinea and Manus Island and Indonesia, they're very, very hot places. And without things like air conditioning and sanitation and water and things like that, it makes it very hard for a human being to survive and keep their spirits up.
Yeah.
So it feels very much like the people who have arrived by boat trying to seek asylum in Australia have been put in jail without any kind of court order, without any kind of hope of knowing when they might be allowed to leave. They've been banned from Australia. We see lots of publications and posters from the Australian government in places like Indonesia that say, no way will you make Australia your home. You know, you're not allowed, basically. If you're coming by boat, you're not going to be an Australian.
Thanks.
And, of course, we know the history that the Australian government has contracted out the detention of these people to overseas governments such as Papua New Guinea. And Papua New Guinea, of course, is very poor, so to win a contract that's quite large from the Australian government is a boost to their economy, so they've accepted, and it's quite shocking. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'm just, like, really involved in this story.
So a lot of the people who are interviewed are people who went over to work as social workers or support workers, and even some of the security officers themselves. One of the social workers and support workers describes how, when they're being trained initially, they're taught how to use a thing called a Hoffman knife. And she asks why, and it's because then they can use the Hoffman knives to cut down the ropes from people who have hung themselves.
No way.
Which is pretty hideous.
That's horrific.
It's totally horrific. They talk about the stench of feces and sewage and the self-harm that all of the a lot of the detainees are inflicting upon themselves. A lot of them, when they arrive, haven't even been told where they've come to. They think they're in a part of Australia, and it's been left up to social workers to inform them that actually, no, they're in places like Papua New Guinea, and that they're banned, and that they are going to be kept in these camps. There are also children and kids who are trying to grow up who are being detained in jail too. It just seems like really inhumane behaviour.
It just seems like I almost can't believe it, you know, that this is actually happening.
Yeah, well, when Australia considers itself a first world country, it seems odd that they are funding this type of
treatment,
torture, really.
Yeah,
and treatment of humans. I mean, of course, there is a counterweight to it, that a lot of the people who organise boats for people wanting to seek asylum are crooked, and they rob people and they put them on incredibly unsafe boats, and a lot of those boats sink at sea, and the people on them are, you know, held to ransom and blackmailed. There's no doubt about that. But when they get to to these islands, or when they're shipped out to, because if they do arrive in Australia by boat, they're shipped out immediately to these islands for infinite periods of time.
So they don't even,
basically imprisoned in inhumane conditions.
Get an opportunity to be able to live actually in Australia.
They're offered, this is the offer from the Australian government.
Right, is to go to...
is to be resettled as a refugee in Papua New Guinea.
Right, but...
but within these detention centres.
Yeah.
And of course, the people coming from places like Afghanistan that have been so messed up by the Western world a lot of the time, are thinking that Papua New Guinea, and there are all kinds of stories going around it, that people in Papua New Guinea are cannibals and savages, and, you know, there's a whole lot of mythology around it, which in some cases does have a basis of truth. I mean, you know, cannibalism was fairly rife in Papua New Guinea until about 50 years ago. And one of the detainees from Afghanistan describes the situation that they've all heard about, and when they actually get to Papua New Guinea, they see the Papua New Guineans and they've got red teeth, red stained teeth, but and they're terrified because they assume it's because they've been eating humans, but it's actually a type of fruit that they eat that stains their teeth.
Okay.
So you can imagine the fear, and these people have been through hellish war experiences and are split from their families. And I mean, there are so many complications in this, but this film just exposes what Australia's doing in the islands.
And as horrific as it is to kind of find out these things, how did you find the film as a whole?
Well, it's always interesting to have that private eye view that you're not allowed, isn't it?
You know,
I mean, because none of us have really seen that many images of the detention centres, to see them just shot, even shonkily, on phones is kind of voyeuristic, I suppose. But it's also pretty shocking when you see it. You can imagine how terribly hot it is, how poor and how incredibly third-rate the general conditions on those islands. I mean, Manus is a very small island of about 10,000 people. Apparently it takes about 20 minutes to drive around. And they're just sort of corrugated iron sheds that are very dilapidated there. I've never seen Manus Island in footage before. I'm sure that most people haven't. But when you see what they're living in, you know, old war sort of bunkers and things like that, with concrete floors and a tin roof, you know how hot it is under a tin roof without any insulation
in
the summer here. Imagine what it's like over there, especially when there's no sewage and it's stuffed full of humans without enough food and water. And yeah, it's pretty challenging as a documentary to watch. But Eve Orner, Chasing Asylum.
Awesome. Fantastic. I really want to see it. I think I'm not going to be very happy when I'm watching it, but, you know, knowledge is power. Having this kind of knowledge means that people can, you know, be like, well, look, this is evidence, and we want to fight back and say no.
Well, it's even good just to see it because you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good enough reason. I mean, if this is so cool, if this is all right by the Australian government, why are we not allowed to have journalists over there reporting from?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for speaking with us this morning. Sounds like a really moving film, but not moving in a good way.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Hannah. Cool. Have a great morning.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Lovely.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.